Now it looks like we're all muted. Yeah, where's this stuff?
Good morning. Welcome to St. James. Today we are celebrating not only the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time, but also a modified version of our traditional African-American heritage celebration that we do every year around this time. It's a time where we get a chance to really bring together our community and all of the different cultures, but especially at this time, focusing on some of the African-American cultures and music and practices that are unique to some of our members, as well as that have become part of our community. So we really enjoy that you're here with us today. Welcome from Zoom, from all over the place, and just be glad you're not here. It's 5 below 0 again. Last week it was crispy, this week it's crispier. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad to see all of you here in the church with us. You're helping to warm the place up. So we are gonna open with Lead Me, Guide Me. And if you're here in the church, we invite you to hum along. And if you're at home, please sing along with your memorized lyrics. We are going to remind you to check out our webpage at www.stjameswabash.org, and you can find out all of the happenings here at St. James on Wabash. Please rise.
Of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
And it is a blessing to gather as we remember the glorious heritage that is St. James's. And I am especially grateful today that Miss Mel made it. We haven't seen her for almost a year, and so we're so glad she could celebrate this day with us. What a blessing to have her here today. And it's, of course, also in our society's calendar, St. Valentine's Day. So for all of you Valentines out there, let's remember God's grace and goodness in calling us together. So let's be attentive then to God's gifts to us this day as we ask for a blessing and ask that we can be filled with the gifts of grace and mercy. I didn't do that. I just want you to know. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray that this day will be a day of grace, a day of blessing. Let us pray that Jesus, our Lord, will bring his healing touch into our lives, and that the Holy Spirit this day will give us the gifts that we need, the gifts of wisdom and fortitude. Dear God, you teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true. Grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, if someone has on his skin a scab or pustule or blotch, which appears to be the sore of leprosy, he shall be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of the priests among his descendants. If the man is leprous and unclean, the priest shall declare him unclean by reason of the sore on his head. The one who bears the sore of leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his hair bare, his head bare, and shall muffle his beard. He shall cry out, unclean, unclean. As long as the sore is on him, he shall declare himself unclean, since he is in fact unclean. He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
Thank you.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Avoiding giving offense, whether to the Jews or Greeks or the Church of God, just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Spirit.
A reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. A leper came to Jesus, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places. And people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If there was some kind of first century equivalent of a person on the street interview, you can imagine the reporter sticking a microphone in the face of a passerby as the camera was rolling and saying, "Well, what do you think of this Jesus?" My bet is that most people would respond and say, "Do you mean that one who has healing power from Nazareth?" Although Jesus' followers would have known about his teaching and the parables and the Sermon on the Mount and all the rest. Probably most people had the idea that Jesus was about healing. That's what they heard about. And so if Jesus is a healer, can we come to him today and say, as the leper said, if you wish it, you can make us clean, you can take care of this pandemic, you can make us whole. How would he respond to that request of ours? One possible response, he would say, I do will it, be made clean. I'm waiting. The pandemic isn't over yet. He cured the leper immediately. What's the holdup? A story. JJ heard that there was a flood coming. His neighbor came by in a car and said, JJ, we have an emergency evacuation order. Hop in and I'll take you to safety. JJ responded, that's okay. You can go ahead. God said he was going to save me. A little later, as the water rose, JJ saw it getting higher and one of the policemen came by in a four-wheel truck and said, JJ, hop in. This is a dangerous situation. And JJ said, that's okay. God said he was going to save me. Well, as the water kept rising, JJ went up to the second story of his house, and he looked out the window as the National Guard came by in the boat and said, JJ, come on down, and I'll take you to safety. And JJ said, that's okay. God said he was going to save me. Well, the water kept rising, so JJ went up into the attic, chopped a hole in the roof, and stood up, waiting, watching the flood. And a Coast Guard helicopter came by and lowered a basket and said, hop in. And JJ said, no, you can go save somebody else. God said he was going to save me. The flood kept rising, and JJ died. Sad end to the story. He ends up at the pearly gates and is very upset. And he turns to God and he says, you said you were going to save me. What happened? And God said, well, I sent a car, a truck, a boat, a helicopter. What more could I have done to save you? The point of the story, of course, is that Jesus is sending us the things that we need in order to heal us. If we would listen to the medical professionals. In New Zealand, for example, where they do listen to the medical professionals, they've had, in this last year, 1 year, 25 deaths from the virus. To come to healing, all we have to do is heed it. But since we are the way we are, we no doubt would say to Jesus again, if you wish, you can make me whole. And Jesus would probably respond, well, I do will it, but the only way I can make each person whole is by making everyone whole. You know, what we have really found out, I think, during this whole time is how interconnected we all are. What I do impacts you. What you do impacts me. As the poet puts it, no one is an island. We're all part of the whole. And in these days of modern transportation, that whole includes the entire globe. And what we have discovered is that each of us has to play a part for the whole to be healed. And of course, it's just not related to health issues. I mean, that is true of everything. We're all interconnected throughout our life. We will not have a healthy society unless every person is treated fairly by the police. We can't have an economy of haves and have-nots and expect that we're going to thrive as a society. We're all connected. We can't make any progress if every person does not have access to excellent education. We will not be able to make it until we judge people on the content of their character and not the color of their skin. And as Pope Francis reminded us, we live in a common home on planet Earth. We can't expect things to get better for me if we're destroying the earth that we live in. So Jesus says, I can heal you, but I can only heal you together. This is an all-inclusive package. And finally, if we would push it and say to Jesus, if you wish, you can make me whole. He probably would say, well, I do will it, but before I do, let's think about what we learned during this time. What have we learned during this period? I'm reminded of the old song, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And I think that's what we've all experienced in these last year, how many things we've taken for granted and how much we appreciate them, how anxious we are to be able just to get together with the family or to see a movie or to ride a bus or to smile at somebody or to attend a concert or to visit a museum or to invite somebody over to dinner, to shake hands. We're not going to take those things for granted anymore. Or at churchy things. You know, how much we yearn to be able to gather as a community, to welcome new people, to hold hands, to give the kiss of peace, to hear the choir, to sing out, and most of all, to receive communion. We're not going to take those things for granted. You know, we are approaching Lent. Lent begins this Wednesday, and I don't know about you, but I feel like I've given up enough. I don't have to give up anything else for Lent. Done giving up. So what I feel called to do, and maybe you do as well, is to use this time of Lent as a time to reconnect. What are the things that I can do to make once again whole this fabric that has been torn in our world and our society? And so what I am resolved to do during this Lent is to find a way to connect with God, with family, with neighbors, with friends, with church. Because I believe that there can be love even during a pandemic. Amen. Could we all stand then, church? And join together as a people of faith and profess the creed that we all share. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We're blessed to be a people called and named and chosen by God. So with confidence then, let us present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that in imitation of Jesus, we may break down barriers by including the outcast, the forgotten, the refugee, the ostracized, and the sinner in stretching our love of neighbor to every corner of society. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our leaders may make every effort to truly see those who usually are overlooked and consider them when making decisions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all married couples, that they may grow in God's love and be signs of Christ's selfless love for their families, their friends, and each other. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our parish and community may comfort and support those who suffer and relationships and have become strained or fractured. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all people will learn to embrace each other with radical hospitality, regardless of culture, color, creed, or any other difference. We pray to the Lord. As we celebrate African American History Month, we lift up the many contributions of Black doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers, and lift up hospitals, including Mercy Hospital, that have historically served African American communities. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those that have gone before us in faith, especially Sarah and Bridget Gaggiano, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
I'd ask everyone to stay standing as we sing together the Black National Anthem. Hum together.
Till heaven has
believe.
Don't believe he brought me this far.
I don't believe.
Don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
So let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice from our hands for the praise and the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the holy church. May this oblation, O Lord, we pray, cleanse and renew us, and may it become for those who do your will the source of eternal reward through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just that we should always give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you do not cease to spur us on to possess a more abundant life. Being rich in mercy, you constantly offer pardon and call on sinners to trust in your forgiveness alone. Never did you turn away from us. And though time and again we have broken your covenant, you have bound the human family to yourself through your Son, Jesus, our Redeemer, with a new bond of love so tight it can never be undone. And now you set before your people a time of grace and reconciliation. And as we turn back to you in spirit, you grant us hope in Christ Jesus and a desire to be of service to all while we entrust ourselves more fully to the Holy Spirit. So filled with wonder, we extol the power of your love in proclaiming our joy at the salvation that comes from you. We join in the heavenly hymn of countless hosts as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord. From the world's beginning, you are ceaselessly at work so that the human race might become holy, just as you yourself are holy. Look, we pray on your people's offerings. Pour out upon them the power of the Holy Spirit. Let them become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus the Christ, in whom we too are your sons and daughters. Indeed, though once we were lost and could not approach you, you loved us with the greatest of love, for your Son, who alone is just, handed himself over to death and did not disdain to be nailed to the wood of the cross for our sake. But before his arms were outstretched between heaven and earth to become the lasting sign of your everlasting covenant, he desired to celebrate the Passover one last time in the company of his disciples. And as he ate with them, he took bread and he said a blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, knowing he was about to reconcile all things to himself through his blood to be shed upon the cross, he took the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine. Once more giving you thanks, he handed it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Passover and our surest peace, we celebrate his life, death, and resurrection from the dead. Looking forward to his blessed coming, we offer you, who are our faithful and merciful God, this sacrificial victim who reconciles to yourself the human race. Look kindly, most compassionate Father, on those you unite to yourself by the sacrifice of your Son, and grant that, by the power of the Holy Spirit, as we partake of this one bread and this one chalice, we might be gathered into the one body of Christ who heals all division. Be pleased to keep us always in a communion of heart and mind with Pope Francis and Cardinal Blaise, and help us to work together for the coming of the kingdom until that hour when we stand before you, saints among the saints, in the halls of heaven, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband, Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle St. James, and all our deceased brothers and sisters whom we humbly commend to your mercy. Then, freed at last from the wound of corruption and made fully into a new creation, we shall sing to you with gladness the thanksgiving hymn of Christ, who lives for all eternity and who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
We give each other the wave of peace.
Oh,
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. To receive communion, please follow the direction of the ushers. They'll lead you up to have your hands sanitized. After you've had your hands sanitized, you may approach and I will place the host in your hand. I ask you to take a step to your right, remove your mask at that point, consume the host, and follow the arrows back to your seat.
Our prayer for spiritual communion.
We have our prayer of spiritual communion.
Yeah. Oh. Spiritual, oh my goodness, I love my spiritual communion. Too much going on. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
I shall come back to take you with me. that where I am, you also may be. For you know the way that leads to where I am.
Talk about a child who do love Jesus. Here's one. Here's one. Talk about a child who do love Jesus. Here's one. Here's one. Since I heard that gospel story, I've been walking up the road to glory. Talk about a child who do love Jesus.
Let us pray. Having fed upon these heavenly delights, we pray, O Lord, that we may always long for that food by which we truly live, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Made you miss the choir today, didn't I? Huh? Dan, thank you. That was a blessing. Miss Mel, I think I'm going to have to call you Lady Mel from now on. We're not going to call you Miss Mel anymore. Powerful, powerful. Just a reminder, we're in the Archbishop's annual appeal season, so if you have not had your chance to make the donation to the annual appeal, there's envelopes at the door. You can take little brochures describing what's going on. This is Ash Wednesday coming up. There'll be a mass for a limited number of people in the morning. If you can go to the website and see if there's still some empty spots. We'll have a mass in the evening at 6:30 where ashes will be distributed. We'll also have a mass at 12:50 on Zoom, which you can attend. And we wish everybody to have the opportunity to have ashes. So at noon on Wednesday, I'll be in the parking lot next to my house, and everyone can come by and pick up some ashes that they can take home. We have a little ritual you can take with you and sign yourself. I'm not supposed to be touching people in this time. I don't know. I'm going to keep sanitary, so we can all sign ourselves on this Ash Wednesday. So I'll be there from noon till 12:30 or so on Wednesday. You can just drive up to the parking lot and I'll give out the ashes. Okay? Immediately after Mass, everyone can sit down again. And if you have to leave, please just raise your hand and the ushers will come in and lead you out. But we're going to have a brief little ceremony honoring Black History Month, our African-American heritage here, some of our young people, and other wonderful contributions that we can make to celebrate our heritage. So if you're going to stay, please just sit down. All the Zoomers, please stay logged on. But like I said, if you have to go, just raise your hand. The ushers will take you out. They'll take you out. Okay. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace and live the gospel.
Thanks be to God.
Walk with me.